This is New England Public Radio. Bhutan, a South Asian nation of less than a million people, is often championed as an extremely happy country, as it was last spring at a conference at the Harvard Divinity School. But commentator Bhuwan Gautam says no matter how Bhutan describes itself, we should never lose sight of its history of cruelty toward some of its citizens.
The truth is that in the late 1980s and early 90s, the Bhutanese regime, in its quest to become the happiest kingdom on the earth, adopted a one-nation, one-people policy. It sought to rid the country of Hindus, Christians, and ethnic Nepalese. Over 100,000 people were forcibly expelled during this ethnic cleansing. I was one of the thousands of ethnic Nepali children affected by this forced migration. To this day, Bhutan enforces a cruel family separation policy. I, like so many others, am not allowed to return to my native land, even to see loved ones still living there. In the 80s, when my family still lived in Bhutan, my father spent many nights in a big stone cave hiding from persecutors. Eventually, he and the rest of my family walked hundreds of miles barefoot in order to cross the Indian border. I remember sleeping on the forest floor night after night. I was 8. I ended up in a refugee camp in Nepal and lived there for 15 years. I got out, but thousands of Bhutanese are still there, waiting to return to their native country, which refuses to take them back. Among Bhutanese refugees living in the United States, there is a mental health epidemic. The suicide rate among Bhutanese refugees here is twice the national average. According to the research published by the Center for Disease Control, family separation is the primary cause of their misery. So what is the happiness in that? All of us, institutions included, need to take a hard look at Bhutan's history before praising a country that claims to have achieved universal happiness. Whatever it has achieved, it was done at the extreme expense of so many of its former citizens.
Bhuwan Gautam is a Bhutanese community leader in the Springfield area. A version of this commentary was first co-published in both Dig Boston and Shoestring. This is New England Public Radio.